Okay, good evening and welcome to class.
大家晚安，欢迎来到今天的课程。
We're going to start a new topic, newish, I guess. Well, it leads out from the other topic we're doing and then leads into the next one.
今天会进入一个新的主题。
And that's about prayer.
有关祷告。
Okay, so I sent out the PPT form this morning into the line on the WeChat group, so you might have had a little bit of a chance to see that already.
今天早上呢 ,Tim 已经把今天课程的 PPT 经过 Line 或者是微信呢已经传给大家了，也许有些人已经看过。
Yeah, and it's only going to be a short study, and based on the appendix in the back of the prayer book by the Colonel.
我们今天要讲的呢是我们在上校牧师他有一本书有关祈祷这本书里面的后面的一个附录。
If you want the full details about prayer, you really need to read the book.
如果你要更详细的了解祷告的话呢，最好是能够读上校的这本祷告的书。
Yeah, so the study that I'm doing, and it should only take two or three lessons, it could be a little bit more, a little bit less, just based on the doctrinal points that are written about in the back of this book here.
听这堂课呢会大概有关祷告的这个主题会花两三次的课程来讲，那最主要的是要把这本书后面附录里的这个有关祷告相关的这些金句都让我们了解。
Yeah, and the reason that we're talking about prayer now is because over the last month we were talking about the power in the spiritual life, and prayer is one of the powers that is given to you by God.
为什么要特别讲祷告呢？因为祷告是在我们的属灵生活中的一个重要的一个资源，或者说是一个能力，那是神给我们的，所以我们要特别理解。
Yeah, and we'll see how prayer actually fits in very neatly with the other powers that we've mentioned, which is namely the Word of God and the filling of the Holy Spirit.
而祷告的这个能力呢要跟我们的另外两个很重要的属灵的能力要一起来谈，一个就是神的话语还有圣灵充满。
So that's going to be the basic study over the next three or four lessons maybe.
大概会花三四次的课。
Okay, anyway, so for this lesson, as we do every time, we'll name our sins to God the Father.
我们现在在进入对神认罪的程序。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time and the privilege that we have to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这样的一个特权，能够研读你的话语。
We also give thanks for the freedom that we have to gather here to study your word.
也感谢让我们有这样的自由，可以在一起学习。
And we pray that as we focus on the message, the Holy Spirit will make these things a reality in our souls.
那我们在这边祷告呢，希望圣灵能够协助我们将这些所有的学习变成是我们魂中的一个资源。
So we give thanks for these things in Christ's name.
所有祷告应着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
So we'll take you back to the first slide here, just to let you know where we're leading from. This is sort of the jumping off point to the study of prayer.
好，我们现在就从画面上的这个金句开始了解我们祷告的这个大能。
Remember when we looked at the Ephesians 1:19 here, that we saw all these different words for power.
我们在这个以弗所书1:19里面呢，我们看过这一页很多次了哈，就都是有各种不同的字来表达能力。
Yeah, we've sort of studied this, so we'll just move quickly through it. But Paul is basically, he's asking the question, what is this power? And then he gives all the categories of power that we have.
其实那个保罗在这个经句里面就在问说，到底神给了我们什么样的能力？然后他就用了很多种不同的字眼来表达这个能力。
And then he explains that it's the same power that's mentioned in Ephesians 1:20 that was able to sustain Jesus Christ on the cross,And then after his death was able to bring him up as the resurrection and then ascend to heaven all by the power of God.
而这样的能力呢正是耶稣可以在十字架上保持他不犯罪而且能够让他死后还可以升天的这个能力。
And then in Ephesians 1:21, it says, far above all principality and authority, Jesus Christ, in hypostatic union, so that's the God-man, sits at the right hand of God the Father. See, this is the highest position that anybody can achieve. He's sitting at the right hand of God the Father.
而且呢，耶稣在升天后还可以坐在上帝天父的右手边，这个是这个宇宙间最高的位置。
Now remember, Jesus Christ in his deity is God, so he shares the same level of authority or of sovereignty as does God the Father.
而我们知道耶稣是三位一体神中的一位，所以他跟天父 所拥有的权力地位完全是一样的。
But sitting at the right hand of God the Father, you know, he's in humanity, well you say humanity, he's in human form as the God-man, and the same body that he left from the earth, that's the body that he is sitting down at the right hand of God the Father. So, you know, it's like he is our representative, he represents mankind, and he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father.
而耶稣呢，他在他的人神同体的这个位格中呢，他的人的这个复活的这个人的这个 位格呢，其实是正代表了我们全人类坐在天父的右手边。
And in that highest position of authority there, that means he's not only sovereign over mankind, but over the angelic realm as well, including Satan, of course.
而且他的这个最高的位置在天父的右手边的这个位置呢，其实不只是高过我们全世界的人物，他是也高过于那些天使，甚至高过于撒旦。
You have to remember that as church age believers, we have what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That's where the Holy Spirit puts you into union with Jesus Christ.
而我们不要忘记呢，我们人呢是因为被圣灵所受洗，因此我们就与耶稣同体结合连结，所以我们其实耶稣就代表了我们。
That's why we have the phrase, Paul mentions it many times and other writers in scripture, this phrase that we have in Christ, you know, we are in Christ, or the church in Christ. Literally, it means we're as part of Jesus Christ.
所以我们教会时期的这些信徒呢，我们就是被保罗用了一个字 in Christ, 就是在基督里的这个概念，是经由圣灵的受洗之后，我们就在
And it's a fascinating relationship because not only are we in Christ, but Christ is also in us.
而这是一个非常非常奇妙的一个关系，就不止我们在耶稣基督里，同时呢，耶稣基督也在我们里。
Remember we had the verse in 1 Corinthians 3:16, which says that the Holy Spirit, and this is one of the assets or one of the absolutes given to you when you believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit makes your body a temple.A holy temple, and then Jesus Christ dwells in the temple.
而在哥林多前书三章十六节里面讲到，就是圣灵呢，让我们人的身体变成了一个教堂，所以这个圣灵呢就住在这里面。
And it's interesting because in that verse that you see, and I think it's also comes out in 2 Corinthians as well. A black pen, going, okay. The verb there for indwelling. See, in English they translate.Indwelling, or he dwells in you. Here's a stem. Okay, indwelling means to dwell inside. The word dwell literally just means to live. Like you live in a house. We call it a dwelling.
就是圣灵住在我们的身体的这个教堂里。好的，这个英文字就是现在黑板上的这个字，其实就是住在里面的意思。
So in 1 Corinthians 3:16,
在哥林多前书的三章十六节。
Okay, and the Greek word here is oikeo. And that's the basic verb which means to dwell or to live. So this is how you translate it. And actually there's a noun, oikon, which means house. So this is the noun and this is the verb. You live in the house.
所以这个英文字 indwelling 其实就是进驻的意思。那它后面的那个字就是这个从希腊文就是 oikeo, 这个就是 indwelling, 就是进驻。
Actually, and there's another noun, the word dwelling, without the in. See, that sort of makes it almost like a substantive verb. But the word dwelling, if you take off the in, dwelling means house. So that's another word for house. It's a synonym. Just the word dwelling, without the in. Dwelling is another word for house.
这个英文是 indwelling, 如果把 in 拿掉的话，那个 dwelling 的这个后面这个字也是房子的意思。
Okay, so when you read this, remember the Koine Greek, that's the common language of the Greek. It's not a fancy language. So Paul was just saying, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
其实保罗在写他的这些新约里面的这些篇章的时候，他用的都是很一般的希腊文，好，并不是那种很高深的那种希腊文，所以他其实就是说，哦，他就住在里面啦，所以他是用的很白话的希腊文在写。
Even despite Paul saying it's a temple, so your body is a temple, that sounds very holy. Then we use the simple word for dwelling. So he's living in the temple, which is your body.
他讲说，哦，这个身体就是一个教堂，然后呢，圣灵就住在里面，住在你的身体里面。所以他其实用的都是一些很平常的字眼，虽然讲到是一个圣殿，就是身体就是圣殿，那听起来很伟大，但他用的是很一般的语言。
If you remember back in the Old Testament, when they built the tabernacle in the desert, now the tabernacle was the big tent, remember that? And then you have inside the tent of the meeting, I could bring up a picture actually, but I can draw a very basic example. This is going back to the time when the Jews were in the desert.And in the desert, they were told by God that to make up this big, it was like a compound. There's big curtains all around it, I guess. It was open at this end. And this is all just curtains. They put poles down on the ground, like this, and then they have these beautiful curtains, which these craftspeople made. And it's quite a big area. So a person might be like this size, I guess. So this is called the tabernacle. It's a tent. And inside here, you would have these two other tents called the tent of the meeting and the holy place and the holy of holies.There's probably terms for that in Chinese, but inside here you have these other tents where the priests would go in to worship.
听在黑板上所画的这个应该就是所谓的这个会幕哈，它四周是一根根的那个柱子，然后呢在柱子之间是所谓的那种帘幕，然后呢整个围成一个是长方形的很大的很大的一个会幕。然后呢中间呢会有一个帐篷，那帐篷其实会分两块，前面的那一个呢是叫做圣所，然后呢里面呢就叫至圣所。
Okay, and then within the holy place, this is where you have the ark of the covenant. Remember there's that box, we call it the ark.
然后呢在至圣所里面呢就会放的是那个约柜。
Okay, and on that ark, on top of the ark, you would have the two golden angels.
在那个约柜上面呢，会有两个金子做的天使。
Okay, I'm just trying to find the verse here because there's a very important verse for this. Now, the whole thing was called the tabernacle, and between those two angels here, remember Jesus Christ, he was between those two angels. So between these two angels here,You have the angels here, and you have the Shekinah glory. It was just a light, the light of Jesus Christ. This is Jesus Christ dwelling in the tabernacle, inside the tent.
The light?
They called him the indwelling glory, or the Shekinah glory. It means the dwelling glory. And we assume that it was a light. There was just a bright light there.
But it's just the Holy Spirit.
No. This is Jesus Christ.
But, it's
Jehovah.
People can only see the lights.
That's right, yes.
But without any fire or anything.
No, that's right. It was a glowing light. But only the priest could go in there. I don't think it was explained as a light, but it was the name, the official name is called the Dwelling Glory.
然后在那两个金色的天使之间呢，它应会有一个光，一个荣耀，一个华光，好，听的意思就是说，那就是耶稣基督所展现的。
This is the age of Israel. You have Jesus Christ dwelling in the midst of the people of Israel. So Jesus Christ, he was in the holy place, the holy of holies, in amongst the people of Israel. He was in the middle, you know, they would be camped all around the outside, right?
这个华光呢，光华呢，代表的耶稣基督呢，他刚好就在这个帐篷的等于至圣所的这种约柜之上，所以等于是耶稣基督就是被整个，他等于是在整个犹太人的所谓的整个居住的正中央。
And the middle tent here, I remember it was called the Holy of Holies, the very holy place, the most holy place.
而这个约柜也就是耶稣所在的位置呢，在至圣所的至圣所就是圣之圣啊，所以说至圣所。
And then remember later when they moved to Jerusalem, when the Jews moved to Jerusalem, they crossed over the Jordan River, they moved into the Promised Land, and they set up the temple, And when they set up the temple, Solomon's temple, they took the ark with the Shekinah glory, the dwelling glory, and they put that in the temple. So now Jesus Christ is living in the temple.
然后当那个所罗门王哈，最后盖了圣殿，然后这个他们犹太人就把这个约柜移进了圣殿里，将约柜移到圣殿里面的至圣所的时候，他这个整个耶稣的华光还是跟着这个约柜进去的，所以就耶稣基督他就住在了圣殿里。
And then what happened was at some stage the people of Israel, they rebelled against God and Jesus Christ left. Actually, when the people of Israel were obeying God, Jesus Christ would dwell here. And when they were disobedient under discipline, then the dwelling glory of Jehovah would disappear. He would leave.
When was that?
Many times.
Sometimes he comes back.
If he was gone, that was a sign that the people of Israel were under discipline.
然后呢，这个很有意思的事情是，约柜上面的这个华光，就代表耶稣基督的华光呢。当他们犹太人非常的顺服于神的时候呢，他就会住在这个圣殿里。那如果呢，他们悖逆，这个华光，就耶稣基督就会离开圣殿。
Now Paul brings in the use of the word tabernacle. So we have the word tabernacle for here. We'll just look quickly at 2 Corinthians 5:4.
我们现在看一下哥林多后书的五章四节。
Okay, and Paul uses the word tabernacle, skenos. Okay, yeah, skenos is the Greek word to refer to the tent. And here he says, we who are in the tabernacle, meaning he's talking about our physical bodies. We are in the physical body do groan. Talking about our human bodies are not permanent. At some stage the body is going to die.
好，最后一句呢，那个保罗说的是说，我们的这个身体是终于会死的，我们的身体是，就不是永生的身体，是一个会死的身体。
And the word that he uses here is not body, of course, but he uses the word skene in the Greek, and skene is the same word used for talking about this, the tabernacle. So skene, the Greek word is the same Greek word when they're talking about the tabernacle, or this thing here, this whole tent. It's the same Greek word. He's saying, this is your body.
比较有趣的事情呢，那个最后的一个必死的身体哈，其实在希腊文呢，保罗在用的那个字呢，跟那个帐篷、帐幕是用的是同一个字。
Okay, so why is he trying to relate our body to the tabernacle?
所以为什么保罗要把我们人的身体呢，比喻成为这个帐篷？
Well, for the same reason that he's calling the body in 1 Corinthians 3:16, he calls the body a temple as well.
所以这也就是为什么我们会学习到他在哥林多前书3:16说我们的身体就是一个圣所。
Because what happened, remember, when they moved into Jerusalem, again, the Holy of Holies with Jesus Christ between the angels moved into the temple. And then later on, our bodies become the temple, Jesus Christ comes into our bodies.
因为在以前那个就是在会幕中耶稣基督他的华光也就是住在我们的这个会幕里，所以因此呢，到了新约时代，就是教会时期，我们的这些信徒们的这个身体就是那个会幕，所以耶稣基督也可以住在我们里面。
It's interesting, actually, before Jesus Christ went to the cross, but when he was on the earth, the Bible says he tabernacled, and it makes us a verb now.He tabernacled among us. So he was with the Jewish people, walking around with them. But he wasn't inside them. But they use this word as a verb, saying that Jesus Christ, he's not in the tent, he's not in this big tent, he's not in the temple, but he's walking with us in a physical human body. So that's how
after he died.
No, before he died.
Before he died.
The writer is saying he tabernacled among us, meaning Jesus Christ was walking around with them.So it becomes a verb. He tabernacled, if you can make this a verb.
But when he was carried the cross?
No. Just when he was with the Jewish people.
When he preached?
Yeah, when he was preaching, when he was living with them. He was living with them.
所以那个保罗在写一些事情的时候，他曾经有讲到，就是说耶稣呢，在那几年，在传道的几年呢，他是把这个帐篷变成了一个动词，就好像说他在行走于这个犹太人之间，就好像用一个帐幕把这些犹太人给包围起来的那个概念。
I could show you the verses, but I didn't prepare them, so I don't want to have to take the time to look back through them. But you just have to understand that from the tabernacle to the temple to living among the Jews, and they call the age of hypostatic union when Jesus Christ was on the earth, and now he's in the believer. So there's this progression, right? And we have Jesus Christ living in us. That's never happened before.
好，所以其实这个好像一步一步的，我们看到了这个进展哈，就是一开始耶稣他是住在会幕中的至圣所里，然后后来呢，等到耶稣他到开始传教的时候呢，他好像把他自己变成了这整个犹太人的一个大会幕，然后把他们给包围起来，然后等到呢，耶稣升天之后呢，他又把我们每一个人都变成了一个会幕，一个圣所，他也住在我们的里面，所以他是一步一步的变成是我们身体的这个圣殿的一部分。
Imagine the privilege that the Jewish people must have felt when they first came out of slavery in Egypt and God said to build the tabernacle. This is in the desert before they even went in the promised land, and the Lord JehovahWas in their midst. Imagine the privilege they felt.
所以你可以看哦，从一开始的时候，那个当犹太人从埃及出埃及，他们在沙漠中行走的时候呢，耶和华就教导他们要建立会幕，然后让耶和华会可以跟着他们，带着他们，带领他们，给他们指引方向。后来到了他们的应许之地的时候，他们就盖圣殿，然后让耶稣住在里面。
And even still, they rebelled against him.Now, even though Jehovah, their Lord Jehovah, God of the universe, was in their midst, and still they rebelled, of course.
可是你看，即使耶和华这个是宇宙之最大的神，是跟着他们带领他们在会幕中，好，每一直跟随着他们，这些犹太人还是一样会悖逆。
But then later on, the ark of the temple, you know, the box with the angels on and the Lord there.Was moved into the temple. So even that would be almost like a greater privilege because now they're not wandering around in the desert anymore. This is their land, the land of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. And in Jerusalem they have this beautiful temple with the ark.
而当他们到了这个应许之地，然后而且有机会在耶路撒冷盖好了这个圣殿，然后等于是把这个约柜供在圣殿里面。其实这应该算是一个更高层次的状态了，但是这些犹太人还是一样会有悖逆。
But in the year 586 BC, that's when Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed the temple. Okay, so we're talking 2,500 years ago. That's when King Nebuchadnezzar from Babylon came down. The Jews were under discipline and they destroyed the temple.
然后在2500年前，然后那个巴比伦，好，他们的这个皇帝。拿巴卡尼撒经过耶路撒冷的时候，把圣殿给毁了。
And this ark here, wasn't it the beautiful ark with the golden angels, never seen again, never been seen again, disappeared.
然后那个约柜就在从此就不见了。
Except in the Indiana Jones movie, they made a movie where they just made up the story that they were looking for this ark. Remember Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark? That's right. That was based on this story here.
然后一直到那个印第安纳琼斯那个电影好里面讲到那个法柜骑兵里面那个法柜其实就是这个约柜就是等于是印第安纳琼斯他呢就把这个约柜不见他去找到约柜当作他们的故事的整个的主轴
But really, even the Bible doesn't say what happened to it actually, it justIf you go back a bit of time before that event, we're talking about the ark, and then it's never mentioned again.
而圣经呢，连这个后来这个约柜不见了之后，他也再也没有提到这个约柜怎么了。
However, the concept of Jehovah in the tabernacle comes up again when Jesus Christ is born from the virgin birth and he's grown up. Now he's walking around with the Jewish people. He's back with them again.This time in human form. So this is the same Jehovah, but now instead of being between the angels in the form of the Shekinah glory, now he's in the flesh.
而我们刚刚讲约柜不见已经是应该是耶稣出生前14代的事情了哈，然后就是巴比伦的那个时代跟耶稣出生，就是在巴比伦的那个时代就已经约柜不见了。 然后呢等到耶稣出生，他就变成是好像从约柜上面的这个华光啊，变成了一个有肉身的神在犹太人之间行走，这样会幕重新的又在犹太人之间展现出来。
That's a great privilege for them.
这是一个很大很大的一个优待，一个特殊的优待、
okay.
是对犹太人很大的一个优惠。
Okay, and so this comes out in John 1:14.
这个呢就在约翰一书十四节里面提到。
The word became flesh, or the word was made flesh and dwelt. Now the word here is skeno, that's the same word for tabernacle. So sometimes, some translations, they might even do it here. Here we go. This is the New King James. They translate the word as a verb. The word became flesh and tabernacled among us.
所以呢这一句话呢是在讲说，所以呢神的道就是神的话语变成了肉身住在我们中间，而且充充满满的有恩典有真理。Well, it doesn't say that in 住在我们中间。
Okay, well, what we're looking at the moment is just the verb here, skeneo, to mean tabernacled among us.
Tabernacled among us, 它翻译成住在我们中间。但其实如果完全按照原字来翻的话，就是它有如会幕般的在我们之间，应该是这个意思，就是有那个 tabernacle 就是会幕嘛，所以它其实是说上帝的话语变成了肉身，而且如会幕般的将我们圈在中间。
The translators in the modern King James Version, the English Version here, they translate the word that John used, tabernacle, and that's a good translation.
就是说这个现代版的现代的詹姆斯国王版呢，他把那个动词啊，就住在我们中间呢，把它翻成了就是如会幕般的将我们围绕。
Nowhere in English would you use the word tabernacle as a verb. This is about the only time in human history.
那这个字呢，其实在会幕这个字呢，在过去是没有人在英文里面是不会把它用作动词的。可是呢，就是这个现代詹姆斯国王版本的这个翻译者呢，把它翻成英文的时候，居然把这个会幕这个字当动词来用。
Yeah,
但是其实这个是更符合原来保罗在写的希腊文。
Yeah, because Paul uses the word skeneo, and even for the Greek readers, that would be really weird for them. They'd be saying, why is Paul using this word? Oh, sorry. Oh, John. Yeah, John. Yeah.
John.
Yeah, so John is writing.Oh, because yeah, Paul uses the word, and later we saw Paul using the word as well. John is using it as a verb here.
好，这一段是约翰福音嘛，所以是约翰写的。所以实际上，约翰他在用会幕来作为动词，即使在希腊文也是一个很少见的状况。
And again, yeah, you know, the writers, whether it's John as the writer or Paul when he's using it in his writings in 2 Corinthians, or the translator when they use the word tabernacle, they understand the concept that we're talking about Jesus Christ living among us.
所以呢，不管是约翰他在用这个会幕的字把它当动词来用，或者是保罗在他的哥林多后书里面也用会幕当作动词来用，然后再到詹姆士国王的版本的现代版本里面的这个翻译者呢，也用会幕当动词来用，其实他们都在表达的就是说是耶稣基督他就是住在我们之间。
This is still in the age of Israel. Okay, we're not talking about the church age, so Jesus Christ was with them. But when Paul writes, he's writing about the age of Israel when Jesus Christ is now in the bodies of the believers. So again, the privilege has gone up even more.For us.
所以我们要了解的是说这个会幕啊，原本是在摩西时代是一个帐篷，在所有犹太人的聚落的正中央，然后等到约翰的时候呢，其实那个时候耶稣还是活着的，所以他还没有进入教会时期哦，好，他还是在以色列时期，所以呢那个时候呢这个会幕变成了耶稣基督，耶稣基督这样子在犹太人之间走动着，所以好像耶稣就住在犹太人之间了。那等到保罗呢，他在写他的这个所有的这些信啊什么的时候呢，他已经变成保罗那时候写的时候，耶稣已经离世了，他已经升天了，所以那时候 的会幕呢变成是我们的身体，所以变成耶稣是住在我们的身体里面。所以他这是你可以看到那个越来越就是耶稣跟我们之间的关系是越来越亲近越来越亲近的。
The reason I explain this is because I want you to see the close relationship. The same Jesus Christ that sits at the right hand of God the Father, having authority over all things, is also indwelling in you. So you're in him at the right hand of God, and he's in you while we're here on earth.
好，为什么那个听要讲这么多有关耶稣跟我们的关系？是因为现在耶稣是坐在天父的右手边，这个宇宙最除了天父之外第二大的位置，而他就在我们里面，所以你就知道我们的位置有多么的崇高。
Okay, something for you to think over while we're having a break, because we have a 10-minute break now, and we'll come back at 8 o'clock.
现在休息10分钟，8点回来。